Derek Dooley leading a group of five playoff initiative. Why in the world is he in charge of this? Tell me more about Derek Dooley getting involved with the NCAA and a group of five playoff initiative.
For those of you who are not aware, Derek Dooley has spent the past 2 years as an analyst at Alabama. I'm assuming he wasn't retained by Kalen DeBoer. That's my guess. I don't know that. I have no knowledge. However,
Derek Dooley was in Missouri, where most people thought he was doing a decent job. But anyway.
Yes, I actually thought so, too. He is pitching a group of five playoff that would be financially backed by private equity sources. The concept would basically be a way to steer some of the revenue that's so disproportionately in favor of the SEC and Big Ten to the group of five. The idea behind it is this. As college football changes over the next few years, the group of five has actually, I think, pulled off a pretty big win, which is successfully guaranteeing themselves a spot in the college football playoff. But the problem is, okay, you can have your little spot in the college football playoff, but you're still going to get lapped and lapped and lapped in revenue. So one of the things they're thinking is, and they've actually played with this a little bit, is kind of an in-season playoff towards the end of the year, right before the college football playoff starts, where they would have a playoff to determine the team that would go to the college football playoff. And honestly, Dave, if you're in the group of five, that's not a terrible idea, because it's a way to generate extra ratings for yourself over the past the final three weeks of the regular season, because everybody would be watching to say which one of these teams is going to get into the playoff. And
so, can we talk about Derek Dooley here for a second? Does he want to be an administrator more than a coach? Which just would underscore how bad of a hire that was for Tennessee.
I think he was more meant to be an administrator than a coach. I think Derek Dooley is, you guys are going to, I think he's a very smart guy. I do think he's a very smart guy. I don't think he was meant for the dealing with coaching and things. Put it this way. I'll give you a great example. If Derek Dooley were in some way involved with the United States military, I think he would be really cut out for like Secretary of Defense, but he wouldn't be cut out to be a general. Does that make sense? Like,
yes. So you're saying that he's a very smart guy who just happened to be good at football because his dad was Vince Dooley, basically, is what you're saying, because that's the direction in which he was steered.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think Derek Dooley behind a desk can make logical, rational, well thought out decisions. But he's not the guy that's going to rally the troops and think on his feet in the game and stuff like that. And by the way, that's fine. I don't know if I'm that guy. I don't know how many people are that guy. Okay, I'm not knocking him for that. But I think he talks about it how he went to law school. And then he said he got back into coaching because he read Colin Powell's book like in 1996 and Colin Powell was talking about the camaraderie of the military. And he said he missed that with football, so he wanted to get back into it. But he just was never really cut out to be a football coach. But I do think he's a smart administrator. And I think Derek Dooley leading something like this is smart. He is apparently and reportedly getting private equity firms to financially back this. And I mean, Dave, I'm sorry. I don't know. I would actually trust Derek Dooley's ability to solicit private equity funds to.
Hey, the one reason I wouldn't trust him, one reason I would like him to be a part of this is you've got to think he's got Nick Saban's phone number and that could help him push something through if it was close, right? Nick Saban right. Can help you get that done. But the one reason I wouldn't like it, I'm going to tell you in 15 seconds, brought to you by Joe Neuber at Collisions.
Fifth year, the second and third generations continue Joe Neubert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Neubert Collision Center.
Caleb, I don't think he has the ability to delegate. I don't think he had that at Tennessee. I don't think he has that now. I don't think he had that at times as the offensive coordinator at Missouri. I think that's the reason you saw 13 men on the field at LSU. And I think there's one of two things going on. One, he doesn't delegate well. And two, he doesn't choose the right people to delegate to. And both of those are serious problems.
They are. I mean, I get what you're saying on that. They are. Do you not
think you're saying? I get what you're saying. That means stuff.
Okay, I'm trying to go back through history and look at, like, there are some coaches who micromanage a lot more than others. Not coaches, but like in administrative roles who micromanage a lot more than others. I don't know how much of a difference that has made in the past. I mean, I know, like, you know, just going back to it, I know there's many presidents who were very micromanaging and hands-on, and some who did delegate things to everything else. And I don't know if it's totally, if there's a through line over who the more successful ones were or not based on that. But I would say that Derek Dooley, I think sometimes in a role like this, I'm not so sure you have to delegate as much as you do in coaching. Because you can kind of make all the decisions. An awful
lot to do. I mean, you and I aren't doing anything nearly as massive as trying to pull off a group of five playoff, and there's a lot of delegation that has to go on. If not, I would go insano, and you probably would too. So I don't know. I think there's probably more delegation behind the scenes that has to go on than maybe you're giving it credit
for. Yes, but the delegation with this, and here's what I mean. So for football coaching, the delegation is you have to delegate tasks to people, but then you have to let them make their own decisions and things like that. So you got to delegate to Chuck Smith, know which defensive lineman you want to put on the field for the LSU game in the final 2 minutes or two yes. seconds.
And you have to trust him or then trust the next guy. I think Derek Dooley learned a valuable lesson there in that he trusted after that Lance Thompson to be the guy who handled substitutions. And he basically told Chuck Smith that his days as a coach were done. He could still dress like one and be on the sideline if he would like to, but that he was not going to really coach anymore.
Yes, but that's the thing with an administrator. This is essentially
what he did for the rest of the year.
And then it was a bad split. I remember that whole thing. Yeah. But where I'm at is as an administrator, you can make all the actual discretionary decisions and then just delegate tasks that require no decision-making to everybody else. I mean, David Stern didn't really delegate when he ran the NBA. It was his league and he made every decision for it.
Okay. And let me ask you this. You pick one word, Derek Dooley as an administrator, and would you trust him to lead the group of five into a playoff scenario brought to you by our good friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas? You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready. Because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com. All right. So I asked the message for this, and Caleb, you would trust Derek Dooley to run an organization as important as this, and that's to put together the playoff. I wouldn't trust Derek Dooley to mow my yard because I know the weed eating wouldn't get done, and he'd do it at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday and make all of my neighbors mad.
I would trust him. He's also creative. He has creative ideas a lot of times, not always good, but he is a little creative. I would trust him. I do think he's very smart. I just don't think he's, it's a sad story of life, honestly, because we see a lot of people who do this in a lot of careers, people who didn't choose the right career path for their skill set. And Derek Dooley chose coaching. should have been an administrator. See, Butch Jones has no skill set. There is nothing he could have done that he would have been great at. But
I don't know that his skill set was an administrator. I think his skill set is that Derek Dooley's highly intelligent, and he probably could get by in 90% of the fields out there.
Right.
I think if Derek Dooley in middle school said, I want to be a doctor, an orthopedic surgeon, he could have been an orthopedic surgeon.
If I wanted Derek Dooley, because he went to law school, if I'm trying to win a Supreme Court case and I'm like, Derek Dooley, you got a year. I need you to be my attorney to win it for me. Can you study this for a year? I would trust him to do that. I bet he would study the ins and outs and he'd be able to argue it in a second, wouldn't he?
Smokey Mountain Red says he would be in Dave's yard trimming the bushes into a poodle shape instead of weed eating. Yes, Derek Dooley is much more like Edward Scissorhands than Nick Saban. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, that Nick Saban is also a rare breed of a guy who is a CEO like Derek Dooley, but also a coach.
But you know, I got an Edward Scissorhands reference in.
You did. You did. That's very true. You do.
Yeah. Top that. You can't top that because it's just that good.